Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, we've just spent some time talking about those graduation speeches and you know how nobody ever really remembers what people have to say in them? Well, this weekend it's going to be very different in Moore, Oklahoma, where it's graduation time just like it is in the rest of the country. And it's been quite a week in Oklahoma.
It looked like the school had been bombed and firefighters were pulling rocks out one at a time and passing them down a line just trying to get to the people who are still trapped.
That's Rachel Hubbard. She's news director for KOSU Takeaway affiliate in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Monday's tornado left 24 people dead, hundreds injured, and an estimated $2 billion worth of damage. Now, despite that destruction, as I just said, students from Moore, Southmore, and Westmore high schools will graduate as planned on Saturday. And two of Westmore's graduating seniors are with me now, Jeff Wood and Brooke Potter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi.
Jeff, I'm positive it's been hard, but you have a big day tomorrow.
It's kind of distracting with all the damage that's been through Moore, and helping clean up has kind of been a distraction for me, and I haven't really had time to even think about graduation with the destruction of Moore and helping out and just trying to get as many donations up there as possible.
Jeff Wood, a graduating senior, you said helping clean up. Give me a little bit more of a sense of what you've been up to this last week.
Well, Monday and Tuesday, I've been up there removing rubble at Plaza Towers with the National Guard, getting food and water on the Red Cross trucks and Salvation Army and getting them out to people as soon as possible.
Brooke Potter, co-student, classmate of Jeff Wood, you're also joining us on Skype. Give me a sense of your last couple days just quickly, if you would, please.
Well, on Tuesday morning, a group of students from Westmore, we all got together and decided we wanted to help out. So we got up early and we went up over to Journey Church, which is a little closer to Norman, and brought donations with us and just tried to help out, sorting through all the donations, sorting them. There was just so much. I mean, it was really incredible. I think if anything good has come out of this, it has just been just a sense of giving and community, because there was so much donations. I mean, they had to turn people away for clothes. There was water, there was pillows, blankets, mattresses. I heard people were even donating cars.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy. But my friends and I, we just kind of felt like, you know, we were doing, you know, we were helping out, but we just still didn't feel like we were doing enough. So Wednesday, we went over to the Orr family farm, which had been hit, and we just helped move things, just clean up. There was, you know, barns that had been, whole barns taken down. So we helped move those beams and get those out of there, get everything cleaned up. And a lot of people actually showed up, and there was just so much progress made in one day. It's been really incredible.
Jeff Wood, I just heard about Tuesday and Wednesday, but I read that on Monday you guys were actually at the graduation rehearsal. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So what happened?
Well, we were in the middle of graduation rehearsal for our second go-round, and then all of a sudden we hear tornado sirens. Some students look out of the gym door, and we start to see big cumulonimbus clouds starting to form with rotation. And then over the intercom, we hear that every student must report to the safe hall at Westmore because a tornado was heading our way. Me and a couple of my friends were not going to stick in the school because we felt like we should be home watching over it. And so we rushed out to our cars and drove home. And as soon as I got home, I heard that there was a tornado passing through 149th Street in Oklahoma City, heading to Moore. And I pull out my phone and start recording it out in my front yard.
Brooke Potter, I remember graduation rehearsal, and it was a big goof off, and all my friends were messing around, and I assume yours were too, until that news came over the intercom.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly how it was. You're all just, you know, joking around. And then, like he said, they came on the intercom, and there was just a bunch of people like ran to the gym doors and like opened them, and it was just like pouring down. And then about that time, that's when they came on the intercom and told them to go to the safe hall. And like Jeff said, I actually didn't have class after 12:15. So I was like, this is dumb. Like, why am I here? I don't have to be here just for graduation practice. So I was going to leave too. But my friend actually just begged me to stay with her. She was really scared because she was involved in the May 3rd tornado, and she was just like, please, please don't go. I'm really scared. I don't want to be in the safe hall by myself. So I said, all right, I'll stay. And then after, like, you know, all of this, it just hit me that if I had actually left, like, I would have been right in the middle of it, because I would have drove down that street to get home. And I'm actually, like, really thankful that I had stayed and listened to my teachers, and because I was a lot safer at Westmore than I thought.
Yeah, I'm thankful you did that too. And I'm thankful that on Saturday, Brooke Potter, you're graduating.
Yes.
We just spent some time here on the show talking about those graduation speeches, that they're fun, but nobody ever really remembers them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what your graduation speakers are going to say, but it makes me think, gosh, what can anyone say at this point, really?
Yeah, I think it's definitely just going to be really different. I've been to every graduation Westmore's held in my time as a student there. And I just know that the whole general atmosphere, the mood is just going to be different. It's just going to be very somber. And I actually know one of the people that's going to be making a speech, our senior class president, and she had actually already written hers, and she told me she's been, you know, rewriting it the past couple of days, just trying to come up with things to say. I mean, what do you say, you know, after something like this? And yeah, I mean, me and my friends, we had, like, you know, graduation parties planned and things like that, but just after something like this, it's like, it just doesn't seem appropriate, you know? It's like, we should be celebrating, but it just really doesn't feel like appropriate. And I know that if I did hold my party still, then, you know, there would be still so many people out volunteering, because that's all anybody's doing right now, is just out helping, doing whatever they can.
Jeff Wood, you heard Brooke there. Just before we go, final thoughts from you. What are you going to be thinking before they call your name?
I'm going to be thinking about more, and about all those kids that are homeless while they graduate, and all those people that probably won't have anything to come back to after they graduate, and they have to start all over again.
It is graduation day tomorrow at Moore, Southmore, and Westmore High Schools in Oklahoma, just 1 week after the terrible E5 tornado that struck there. Jeff Wood and Brooke Potter are graduating, and it's not easy. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
And guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.